Welcome to You and Your Money, empowering you to reach your goals with tips to help you plan well, invest well, and live well. I'm Jim Zahansky, Principal Managing Partner and Chief Goals Strategist at Weiss, Hale & Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors. Let's dig into today's topic.
So let's jump into it. Tax season is here. Many Americans wind up owing the IRS money. If you find yourself in this situation, you may be scrambling to figure out how to pay your tax bill before the April 15th filing deadline. So, Jim, what is your advice for listeners who find themselves in that situation?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you have taxes withheld from your pay. You try to make sure that you don't have a big IRS bill coming on April 15th. And a couple of things we always work with our clients on is to ensure that the retirement contributions are maximized, whatever retirement accounts you're using. And clearly, if you're using a tax filer, they may help you think about this sort of thing. But if you expect to owe taxes, making some sort of pre-tax contributions to accounts like 401ks or 403bs or 457 plans, and even traditional IRAs, it's a smart way to legitimately reduce, you know, your taxable income, which in return, you know, reduces that tax bill. And this way you can pay yourself before you pay the government in taxes.
All right. How does that work?
Well, I mean, when you think about, I'll use the 401k as an example. When you think about it and you think about someone who earns about $100,000 in gross income, say their effective rate is 24% on the federal level. So they're paying 24% of that income to the government. So, you know, the tax liability would be $24,000 in that case, right, on an annual basis. So that leaves the employee, in this case, $76,000 for take-home pay. However, if the employee contributes $15,000 towards the 401k plan, that reduces the taxable income to $85,000 from the $100,000, and then the tax liability will be 24% of the $85,000. So essentially, they'll pay about $4,000 less in taxes by paying themselves through a 401k, which, you know, obviously people have to look at their own situation, their own budget. But clearly, if you can afford to contribute to a 401k, it reduces current taxes that you owe, and it creates a future income stream for you to live off of when you're not working. And that's why, you know, this tool is really good, both in the now to reduce taxes and in the future to give you an income stream.
Well, that makes total sense. Do you have actual clients who have used this strategy and they wound up saving money come tax time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think it ranges beyond just the traditional, obviously they're saving money in the example I just used, using the $100,000 example and contributing $15,000 to a 401k, you're reducing your taxable income on an annual basis by about $4,000. In addition, if you're a business owner, we like to use, if you can, a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, and these help reduce your taxable income coming, if you're a business owner in an LLC or in an S corp and you're having pass through income. These are great tools to reduce your taxable income and fund your future retirement. And so, absolutely, we strategize with our clients in their own financial plan on an individual level to be sure that they're maximizing these retirement tools to, you know, save on taxes now and, of course, importantly, build a future income stream.
Jim, I imagine the more you owe come tax time, the bigger the benefit is for these pre-tax retirement contributions?
Yeah, I mean, of course, right? I mean, people who really should consider this are small business owners, self-employed individuals, or anyone expecting a large tax bill, you know, due to bonuses. If you're working for a big company and getting big bonuses, you should consider that, or income changes. Because clearly the higher your tax bracket, that's the higher your potential tax liability. So if you're at the 37% federal bracket, then your tax liability in true dollars is the highest. So, you know, the more you stand to gain from diverting some of this income into pre-tax retirement accounts like 401ks or 403bs or 457 plans.
Jim, are you working the word bracket in today because of Selection Sunday yesterday?
Well, of course. I mean, we have a lot to celebrate locally, right? We've got a number one seat on the men's side. We've got a number three seat on the women's side. And I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, reduce my tax bracket.
Now, do you actually do that? I'm talking hoops now, not tax money here. But do you do one of these things where you fill out a bracket, maybe at Weiss, Hale & Zahansky, a little office pool going on?
Well, you know, we actually don't do an office pool, but we usually use the ESPN app and try to get in one of their groups. It's always fun to do. I'm imagining that UConn men probably have the highest percent of people in the brackets that are choosing them to win it all across the country.
Gee, I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because of the best team in the country. Do you do it for both men and women?
I do. Yeah, no, I have, and I have for a while. Of course. I mean, we have, like, you know, we're the basketball capital of the world when it comes to college basketball. You got to be in the game watching both, right? And I think the women are, they could be a surprise team here in the tournament.
And they got Aliyah Edwards back too. All right, let's go back from basketball brackets to tax brackets here. Are there limitations on who can do the type of retirement contribution strategy that you've talked about today?
Yeah, I mean, you have to earn some income. So essentially, and you have to have a job to access a 401k or a 403b or a 457 plan. So, you know, that's a limitation. If you're not working outside the home, you know, you're not going to have access to these type of employer retirement plans. If you basically do have a job and you do earn income, though, you need to mind the deadlines to save at the tax time. So, you know, we're still talking 2023 taxes at this point, even though we're in 2024. So individual retirement accounts, traditional IRAs, they can be funded by individuals up until the April tax deadline, right? So all the way to April 15th. But 401k contributions or 457s or 403bs, if you're in those plans from your employer, your contributions for 2023 were cut off at the December 31 calendar year date. So that's something to remember as you're sort of considering filing your taxes this year.
All right, Jim, here's how my brain works here. Our topic for this program, You and Your Money Today, is owe taxes? Do this before you file and save. Well, there's a few people out there, oh, look, I'm raising my hand, who haven't filed yet, haven't started yet, don't know if we'll be owing money or getting money back. What's your message for the people who do not know if they'll be owing money?
Yeah, it's time to take some action, right? I mean, if you've planned it right, and we always say sort of think about the tax planning related to your taxes. So, you know, did you earn more money this year? If you did, you probably owe a bit more, right? Did you have more taken out from your paycheck? Or if you're doing estimated taxes, did you pay more because you earned more? Right, you sort of know that, right, when you're thinking about your tax planning. So if you don't know that, well, you should get started today because, to your point, there are some deadlines, right? So if you get to April 15th and you're just getting your taxes back and you owe money but could have made an IRA contribution to reduce your tax base, well, you just lost out on probably on that opportunity by filing late. So get started, get your stuff together, work with a tax professional if you need to. If you're filing on your own using TurboTax or something like that, you know, that also would be able to tell you if you made an IRA contribution, you know, could you save on taxes? And if you could, you know, then obviously make that contribution if you can pull it off from your cash flow.
Well, does this strategy primarily work for people who are going to owe money? If the strategy works that well, why wouldn't it work for people who are going to get money back to get them more money back? How's that for a question?
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It certainly can, because, you know, it just depends if you're meeting the contribution limits, right? So you know, if you're contributing to an IRA, traditional IRA for 2023, you have a limitation of $6,500 if you're below the age of 50. So if you're contributing to that level already, you cannot over contribute to that. So if you're not contributing to that level, then to your point, contribute to that level, and you'll likely, you know, if you're within the income limits, get some more money back. And that's one way to think about it. And also, beyond just sort of getting the money back, have to remember that these tax deferred accounts, these IRAs and 401ks, they grow tax deferred. So if you have them invested in an investment strategy, you're essentially, you know, gaining tax free growth from those over time. And so there's sort of a win-win situation of, as I was saying at the outset of this, reduce taxes, you know, that you owe now, and pay yourself through a future income stream like a 401k by tax deferred growth. And so it's really a tax efficient strategy now and in the future.
And then take a trip to Tahiti. All right, so the type of account and deadlines matter for successfully pulling this type of tax planning off. What's the right way for listeners to think about how much to contribute if they want to go down this path?
Yeah, I mean, so as I was saying, if you're not working with a financial advisor or a tax professional, you may want to, because these are important things, right? You want to calculate the approximate money of how much you'll owe and contribute just enough pre-tax to offset that amount. Over-contributing, as I was saying, it can cause issues like penalties on excess contributions. And I think the key in this case, as we advise our clients on, is always diverting just what you need to erase the expected tax bill. Of course, you're able to, you know, if you can maximize all the way to the limits, as I was saying, for 2023, $6,500 in an IRA, 2024, that's $7,000. And, you know, in 401ks in 2024, all the way up to $23,000. So if you can hit those limits, it's really going to reduce your tax bill and, you know, set you up for a nice future retirement income stream.
All right. Makes sense. Target the amount to what you actually expect to owe. And are there any other accounts beyond IRAs and 401ks that allow these large pre-tax contributions?
Yeah, one that's really starting to evolve, and we always advise our clients on, our health savings account. So if you're in a high deductible health plan, you likely can be eligible for health savings accounts, or HSAs, you might have heard them. These are a great tool for if you're eligible for an HSA plan, they basically allow you to save for future medical costs, tax-free all the way to age 65, and start using that for medical costs at that point. So that's a really good one. And then SEP IRAs, they can be really powerful for self-employed listeners. You know, they may even allow a larger pre-tax contribution than regular IRAs, particularly for those that are self-employed.
What's the maximum contribution that can be made to a health savings account or the aforementioned SEP IRA?
Yeah, I mean, since we're in the 2023 tax year at this point, let's think about that. So for 2023, the health savings account limit for an individual is $3,850, so $3,850. For a family, though, it's $7,750, so pretty nice. And there's a lot of these health savings accounts that, you know, you start at various banks and other places that can be invested in the markets as well, which allow for growth. And then if you're over the age of 55, you can also add another 1,000 in. If you're a family and over 50, the maximum amount for 2023 is $8,750 in a health savings account. If you're self-employed, these are the SEP IRAs, the maximum contribution. It's the lesser of 25% of your compensation, or $66,000. So pretty big numbers for these self-employed listeners. And it's a great way to reduce tax bills and set yourself up with future income.
With all due respect, how do you keep track of all this stuff? I'm hearing all these numbers tossed around, and I go, man, how does this guy know all this stuff? But I'm just curious, are these things new, or have these been going on for 10, 20, 30 years?
No, they've been going on. I would say there's been a really conscious effort in recent policy changes, you know, from the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 17 to the Secure Act to the Secure 2.0 Act over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, that have really started to look at these limits in pre-tax savings, because people are living on if you're living on or planning on in retirement just your Social Security income, it becomes really challenging. So policy has been supportive of increasing these pre-tax limits on a lot of these accounts, which allow people, you know, future income streams to supplement things like Social Security or pension. So really, really positive policy changes there.
That's good info. So let's wrap things up with your main pieces of advice for listeners, because this is an important thing, especially for the folks who are going to be owing taxes this year. Explain the best ways to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've thrown a lot of numbers around at you, you know, and obviously this is planning we're doing with our clients. But if you're sitting there today, you haven't filed taxes, or you're about to, or you owe money, think about diverting some income, to a traditional IRA, and talk to your tax professional about what that does for your taxes. It may reduce them. Number two is, you know, for self-employed individuals who are listening and small business owners, you have some unique savings opportunities available to you, like a SEP IRA or a simple IRA. You should really think about diverting some of that income into those plans for future income. Number three, working with a financial advisor or a tax advisor to determine the right type of plan, you know, from an investment point of view and contribution amounts, to these plans based on your situation is important. Not one size does not fit all here. You need to have a unique plan designed for you. And then obviously be conscious, from the fourth takeaway here, of deadlines. IRAs can be funded up until April 15th for the previous tax year, but 401k cutoff was December 31st. So if you weren't contributing to your 401k in 2023 and you got a big tax bill and you're still with the same employer, start deferring some money into your 401k so you can reduce your taxes. And I think, while this all can be really confusing, we have a resource for you to check out. We have a tax resource center for listeners. If you go to our website at whzwealth.com, you can look at the tax resource center. There's a tax savings calculator there and other tools to help you think through, how much you can divert and be helpful to you as you plan for your taxes in 2023 and as you look forward to 2024.
Outstanding. That tax resource center sounds like an amazing tool for the listeners. As we talk about owing taxes, do this before you file and save. Do you think maybe you've actually had clients who take advantage of these tips you've given today? They would have owed money to our pals at the IRS, but because they took these tips, they actually got money back instead.
Yeah, it's likely that's the case. I mean, depending on your income level and how much you've deferred, because remember, you're essentially have the opportunity to reduce your, back to this bracket word again, reduce your effective tax bracket rate, how much you're paying. So as in the example I used, if you're making $100,000 and you're deferring all the way to the max of $23,000 to your 401k in 2024, I mean, your taxable income is significantly reduced, hence saving taxes. And so that's a huge takeaway for any of your listeners is, these tax deferred plans allow you to reduce tax bill now and save tax deferred for the future.
Really good information today. Hope we've saved our listeners some money today. Jim, thanks for joining me today with You and Your Money.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Wayne. It's awesome to be with you.
He is the Z of Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky. And to our listeners, if you seek guidance or wish to discuss your financial strategy this upcoming tax season, don't hesitate to reach out to Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky, Strategic Financial Advisors. Visit their website, whzwealth.com, or call them 860-928-2341 to schedule a complimentary consultation.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to You and Your Money. Find even more episodes, videos, and other resources at our website, whzwealth.com. Be sure to come back next week for more tips to help you live fearlessly and pursue your financial and life goals. Until then, live well. Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors offer securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. They practice at 697 Pomfret Street, Pomfret Center, Connecticut, 06259, and can be reached at 860-928-2341. Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors do not provide legal or tax advice. The tenured financial services team strives to support clients in achieving their financial life goals. For more information regarding wealth management and customized financial planning with Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors, please visit www.whzwealth.com.